Now, Lord, we're thankful for the privilege of being together this evening to consider the truths of the Word of God.
主，我们感谢您，我们是今天晚上能够聚在一起听神的真理呢，是我们的一个荣幸。
We thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the Holy Spirit of God who will teach us the Bible. And we're thankful for servants of God who take the time to explain the Bible to us.
我们为圣经感谢您，我们也为圣灵感谢您，圣灵会教导我们圣经，我们也为您的仆人们感谢您，仆人们会把您的真理讲解给我们听。
And so we pray that you'll bless us as we've come to listen, and we pray that you will bless David, give him words from yourself that will be a blessing to us and bring glory to Jesus.
主，我们祈求您帮助我们让我们能听得懂，然后也给David 弟兄呢亲自从您而来的话语来教导我们使他能够对我们理解您的真道有益，也荣耀您的名。
And we ask all this now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求这些都是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone, in Vancouver and in China. It's my pleasure to be with you tonight, coming to you from Florida.
欢迎今天无论是在温哥华的还是在中国的弟兄姐妹们，我是从佛罗里达来的，很高兴今天能够跟大家在一起。
So we are going to study the subject of the priesthood of all believers.A very important subject and a very large subject in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那我们今天晚上要学习的一个主题呢话题呢就是所有的信徒都是祭司，就是信徒皆祭司，这是一个很重要的这个话题，无论是在新约和旧约都是一样。
Now I'm going to invite you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of 1 Peter and chapter 2.
请大家跟我一起翻到彼得前书的二章。
At the very beginning, we're going to read a few verses and then get into our subject together.
那我们一开始呢要先读一些经文，然后我们再一起来学习。
One of the greatest subjects in the Bible is the subject of worship. The Lord Jesus says of his Father, he says, my Father desires worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth.
那这圣经当中的一个很大的一个很重要的一个主题呢是什么呢？就是敬拜。主耶稣说，他说我父在地上寻找用心灵和诚实敬拜他的人。
And he's made it possible that each believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has access to him, has the ability to come into his presence and to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and worship God the Father in spirit and in truth.
那神呢使这一切成为可能，是什么成为可能呢？使我们每一个相信他的人能够来到他的面前，也能够按照他所喜悦的方式来敬拜他敬拜，不单敬拜神，也敬拜主耶稣基督。
There's a time that religious bodies felt that only a priest, one person, could worship the Lord Jesus Christ.And this became a great debate 500 years ago.
那曾经在教会的历史上呢，曾经一度呢是只在一个教会只有一个人他能够来到神的面前去敬拜他是有特权阶层的人。那么这个曾经引起很大的一个讨论呢，就是在500年前的时候。
But men of God and men like Martin Luther rediscovered the tremendous doctrine of the priesthood.Of all believers.
但是就有一些很伟大的属神的人呢，像马丁路德这样人，他们就重新发现原来每一个人呢都是有资格，都是有这个权利能够敬拜神的。
Before we read a passage or two in 1 Peter, allow me to give you a quotation from Martin Luther.
那我们在读彼得前书二章的经文之前呢，我给大家读一段这个马丁路德写的话。
He says, all believers are altogether priests.
他说所有的信徒都是祭司。
And there is no one else who is a Christian except a, there's no one else who is a priest, but a Christian.
他说没有哪一个人是基督徒但是却不是祭司的。
And we are priests based upon the authority of the word of God.
他说我们都是祭司是基于神话语的权柄给了我们这个权柄的。
So enough for a little introduction. Let's look at a few passages in the word of God.
好我们开头的引言呢就讲到这里我们先来读一下神的几段话。
1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5.
彼得前书的二章五节。
I'll read the verse and then I'll let our translator to read it in Chinese. You are living stones. You are built together a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices, accepted to God through Jesus Christ.
他说你们来到主面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Then notice, drop down with me to verse 9 of the same chapter.
好我们再跳到同样一章二章的第九节。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
The word priest in Hebrew is the word Kohen, and it simply means to draw near to God.
那这个祭司这个词呢在希伯来原文里面叫 Kohen, 他这个词的意思呢就是靠近神的人。
But associated with that idea of drawing near to God, there's a number of other things, that are involved in the idea of being a priest.
那跟这个靠近神这个意思相关呢有这样的几点含义也是包含在这个祭司这个词的含义里面的。
He needs to be called of God.
首先呢他是要被神呼召的。
And we read about that in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 4.
在希伯来书的五章四节里面。
A priest is also someone who has to have something to offer. He offers sacrifices.
还有呢祭司呢他一定得有什么东西来献他是要来献祭的。
And so this is the basic meaning of a priest.
那这个是祭司的一个基本的这个意义定义。
And way back in the Old Testament, we begin to see, men who function as a priest.
那我们可以回溯到很久以前啊，在旧约的时候呢，就有人担当这个祭司的职责。
Even before, Abraham was called, before the nation of Israel was formed, we had men who functioned as priests.
即使早过这个亚伯拉罕早过这个以色列这个民族建立之先呢就有人已经在履行这个祭司的这个职责了。
People who worship God, who approach God, who brought sacrifices to God, were in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时候就有人呢他们接近神他们敬拜神他向神献祭这些人呢就是祭司。
In the book of Job, we see Job offering worship and sacrifices to God.
我们看在约伯记里呢，我们就能看到约伯呢，他是敬拜神，他也向神献祭的。
Just because of time's sake, we're not going to turn to that passage. But we find Job in the first chapter, a wealthy man, a man who had sons and daughters. But we saw a great tragedy happen in the life of Job.
那时间关系呢，我们就不翻到那个约伯记去读了，然后大概讲一下，就是我们知道约伯呢，他是一个很富有的人，他有很多的儿子女儿，但是呢，有一天呢，就是这个灾祸就临到了他。
Great tragedy came. He lost his sons and he lost his daughters. He lost possession. His home was damaged, and he falls to his knees. He offers sacrifice, and it says in chapter 1, he worships God.
那在第一章里我们看到他在同一天里面遭受了极大的灾难呢他的儿子 女儿都失去了，她也失去了她的财产，她的家呢就完全被毁了。但即使这样呢，她还是向神献祭敬拜神的。
We see in chapter 8 of the book of Genesis, we see Noah offering sacrifices, and burnt offerings and worshiping God.
我们在创世纪的八章呢，也看到这个挪亚呢，他也是敬拜神，给神造了一座坛，向神献祭的。
These men that I refer to, they acted as priests over their household, over their home, and their sons and daughters and family.
那我刚才说的提到的这两个人呢，他们是在他们的家中做祭司的，他们是代表他们的家庭，他们的孩子子女来这个敬拜神做祭司的。
They would teach their family about God. They would lead their family in worship. They would offer sacrifices for their family.
那他会教导他们的家人关于神的事情，他们会带领家人呢一起敬拜，他也会替家人献祭。
You know, there's a great application in these examples that we as fathers and we as Christians should be examples of leading our families in worship and in prayer and in teaching our children about the truths of Scripture and about God.
那这个道理应用在我们自己的身上呢，就告诉我们，凡是在家中做父亲的，如果你是基督徒的话，那你是有责任教导家里人关于神的真理的，也有责任带领全家的敬拜、全家的祷告以及对神的服事的。
When I was a young boy, my father, every night would read the Bible, and he would teach us about God, and he would ask us questions, and he would pray, and he would lead us in worship, and we learned about God, as children from my father.
那我小的时候呢，我父亲每天晚上都会给我们读圣经，都会给我们讲圣经里的道理，也会带领我们敬拜。带领我们祷告教导我们就是关于神的事情。
When I became a father, when I was unmarried and I had children, I did the same thing. I tried as often as possible, usually at dinner, to pray and to teach my children about God and lead them to an understanding about God. And this was what a priest would do in the Old Testament.
那我自己结了婚以后，有了孩子，做了父亲以后呢，我也是这样做的。我通常呢都是在吃晚饭的时候，给我的孩子讲圣经，教导他们。我也会带领他们，祷告，然后带领他们敬拜，使他们能够更多的明白关于神的道理。所以这个呢，就是在家里做祭司。
Now keep your fingers in your Bible in 1 Peter, but turn with me to Exodus chapter 19.
我们等会儿再回到这个彼得前书的二章了，我们先看这个出埃及记的十九章。
When the nation of Israel was formed, when Abraham became the father of that great nation, and
以色列民族呢，那时候已经建立了，那个亚伯拉罕呢是这个民族的祖先。
God had planned that everyone in the nation of Israel would be priests. It would be a great nation of priests.
那神的计划呢，原本的计划呢，是以色列人的中的每一个人呢都做祭司。他整个这个民族呢，就是一个祭司的民族。
Look at chapter 19 of Exodus in verse 5 and 6.
我们看出埃及记的十九章的第五和第六节。
Now, it says, Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant,Then out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession. And though the whole earth is mine, you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
But Israel became disobedient. Notice what it says here. If you will obey my covenant, if you obey my commandments, if you will obey me, then you will become a nation of priests, a kingdom of priests. But they were disobedient. And they did not want to follow what God had taught them.
但是呢，他这里是有条件的，因为神说，如果你们实在听从我的话，遵守我的约的话，你们都要做我这个祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。但是呢，以色列人呢，他们是悖逆了神，他们没有听从神的话。
We're not going to turn to this passage, but I just want to quote it to you. It's Deuteronomy 5:29. You can look it up later. It says this. Oh, that Israel, oh, that they would have such a heart after me, but they would not fear me and they would not keep my commandments.
这个是生命记五章里的一句话，是说以色列啊，你们没有听从我的话，没有遵守我的命令。
And because they were disobedient, God raised up one tribe, the tribe of Aaron, the family of Aaron, and they became priests. One group of people within the nation who became priests for Israel.
但是因为这个以色列民族的这个悖逆呢，神就不能让他们都做祭司了，所以就只能从他们当中呢兴起一个家族，就是这个亚伦的家族，让他们呢在这个民当中呢做祭司。
Now let's go back to the book of 1 Peter.
我们再回到彼得前书啊，二章。
When we go to 1 Peter chapter 2, we see that the Christian, every Christian that comes to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is a priest.
那在彼得前书的二章里告诉我们，凡是信靠主耶稣基督的每一个基督徒呢，都是祭司。
Now notice something interesting in chapter 2.
我们看这个第二章呢，有一个有趣的点。
He says in verse 5, says, you, like living stones, are built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood.
看第五节，他说你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
He says in verse 9, you are a royal priesthood.
然后呢在第九节里呢他又说呢你是有君尊的祭司。
Now notice he doesn't say, if you obey my commandments and you do all the things I tell you to do, if you do all those things, then you will become a priesthood.
那这里面可没有说如果你要听从我的命令，你做了一切我让你做的事情以后，你才成为祭司。
In the Old Testament, he gave conditions to be a priest.
在旧约的时候呢，人要做祭司呢是有条件的。
But now in the New Testament, he gives us this great privilege of worship and for every believer to be a priest.
但是在新约里面呢，每一个基督徒呢，神都给了我们这样的特权呢，能够敬拜神，都能够做祭司。
And you see in verse 5, he wants each one of us,as believers, to offer spiritual sacrifices.
那你看二章的五节呢，他说他希望我们，他让我们每一个人呢，都能够奉耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
He says he wants us to be a holy priesthood, and he wants us to be a royal priesthood.
那这两节经文说呢，神想让我们既成为圣洁的祭司呢，又成为这个有君尊的祭司。
We'll have more to say about this later, but just briefly, let me say a word or two about being a holy priesthood and being a royal priesthood.
那关于这点呢，我们等一会儿后面呢还会详细讲，这里呢先提一点，就是关于这个圣洁的祭司和这个有君尊的祭司。
A holy priesthood, a holy priest goes in to offer sacrifices in the Holy of Holies in the presence of God.
那作为圣洁的祭司呢，是进到那个至圣所里，直接来到神的面前的。
And the priest, and each one of us as Christians, should be holy, should be walking in communion with God, should have a desire to worship God and exalt him.
那我们作为基督徒，我们作为这个祭司呢，他这里要求我们是圣洁的，我们要跟神呢有这个紧密的交通。
So a holy priest is one who offers sacrifices, spiritual sacrifice unto God in the presence of God.
然后圣洁的祭司呢是在神的面前呢去奉献这个灵里的祭的，就是这个灵祭。
And secondly, we have a little later in verse 9, we have royal priests.
然后第九节呢，这里告诉我们，我们又是这个有君尊的祭司。
it says, look what it says in verse 9. It says that these royal priests, he says, they may declare the praises of him who's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Mm-hmm. He goes out in witness and speaks for God in a world around him.
Mm-hmm. 然后第九节告诉我们，这个君尊的祭司是干什么呢？他是要叫你们宣扬呢，招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。所以君尊的祭司呢，是要出去，是要为神做见证的，是要把神的美德宣扬出去的。
This is a very important pattern we find in the royal and in the holy and royal priesthood.
所以这个是非常重要的点，这个是作为圣洁的祭司和君尊的祭司他们要做的事情的这个不同的模式。
It's a very important thing for the Christian to be occupied with worship first and then go out in witness afterwards.
所以呢这个 pattern, 这个模式是什么呢？就是作为基督徒呢，我们是先要到神的面前，先进到神面前去敬拜他，然后再出去呢宣扬他的美德，为他做见证。
The holy priest, he goes into worship, and then the royal priest goes out to witness in the world around him.
所以这个作为圣洁的祭司呢，我们先要进去，进到神的面前去敬拜，然后作为君尊的祭司呢，我们出去向我们周围的这个世界呢为神做见证。
Some people have tried to reverse this.And put service before worship.
但是人呢总是尝试呢要改变这个次序，他们是先出去服侍神，而不是先敬拜神。
If we put service before worship, we find out in our Christian lives we don't have the power and the energy and the strength in our Christian lives to serve him properly.
但是如果我们把这个服侍呢放在敬拜之前呢，我们就会发现我们的服侍呢就会没有力量啊，没有这个动能啊，也没有这个果效，就是在服侍的时候。
Let me give you a couple examples of this.
我给大家举几个例子。
Remember the Lord Jesus when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness.
还记得主耶稣在这个旷野里面被撒旦试探。
Satan gave him a number of challenges.
那撒旦呢就给了他几个挑战。
One of the challenges was to bow down and worship Satan.
其中的一个挑战呢是让主耶稣基督呢跪下来敬拜这个撒旦。
But notice what the Lord Jesus says to Satan in reply.
我们来注意看主耶稣基督是怎么回答这个撒旦的。
He says, worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve.
他说当敬拜主你的神单单侍奉他。
Isn't it interesting? He says, first, worship the Lord Jesus, worship the Lord thy God.
所以你看他的说的顺序很重要，他说先要敬拜主你的神。
And then he says, go out and serve him.
然后你再出去服侍他。
You can't reverse that. If you reverse that in the Christian life, you won't have the power and strength to truly serve God.
你不能把这个顺序颠倒了。如果你颠倒的话呢，你在服侍神的时候，你就没有力量啊，没有这个权力了，权柄了。
Now one other example.
再举一个例子。
Peter and John, after the day of Pentecost, in chapter 4 of the book of Acts.
在使徒行传四章里面呢，这个讲到彼得和约翰呢，在这个五旬节这一天之后。
They were preaching.
他们在讲道。
Peter and John were preaching and the people around them says when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
听他讲道的这些人呢看到这个约翰和彼得的这个话语的大能，他们就认出这个约翰和彼得是跟过耶稣的。
It says when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they marveled.Took knowledge of them. They were uneducated men. But he said this, they had been with Jesus.
当他们看到这些就是彼得和约翰，他们本来是没有什么受过什么教育的人呢，他们现在可以放胆传道啊，他们就认出什么，他说这些人他们是跟从过耶稣的。
They had spent time as holy priests offering spiritual sacrifices, worship and prayers and intercession,to God first before they went out and served.
所以呢，彼得和约翰他们就是这样的，他们是先作为圣洁的祭司呢，他进到神的面前敬拜神，跟神有交通，从神那里得着，然后呢，他们才能够出去服侍他。
Now I want to look at some contrasts, some contrasts between the Old Testament priests and New Testament priests. And I think as we see these Old Testament, New Testament priests, we'll have a greater understanding of what it is to be a priest.
好，接下去呢，我们来看一些对比，就是对比旧约的祭司和新约的，然后通过这个对比呢，我们能够更好的明白祭司到底是做什么的。
First of all, number one.
首先第一点。
In the Old Testament, there was only one tribe of Israel that were priests, and they were Levites.
那首先第一点呢，在旧约呢，只有一个支派，以色列人的一个支派呢，做祭司，这就是利未支派的人。
There were 12 tribes, but only one of them, the Levites, were the priestly tribe.
那以色列呢，一共有12个支派，但其中只有一个支派，利未支派，他们是做能，他们的人能做祭司。
In all of Israel, there were 12 tribes, and only one of them, 1/12, were those who were priests.
所以你看，在以色列人当中呢，只有1/12的人能有资格做祭司。
But when we come to the New Testament and come to the passage we just read in 1 Peter chapter 2,All Christians are priests.
但是我们看看新约啊，当我们刚才读了彼得前书二章的这个经文了，所有的基督徒都是祭司。
He writes to all the believers, and he says, Peter says, you are all holy priests.
所以彼得前书呢是写给所有的基督徒的，所以他说你们全都是祭司。
He says, you are all royal priests.
你们全部都是有君尊的祭司。
If you're saved for a number of days, you're still a royal priest. You're still a holy priest.
哪怕你只得救了几天，你也是一个有君尊的祭司，是一个圣洁的祭司。
If you're a mature believer and a Christian for many years, you're still a priest.
那如果你是一个很成熟的基督徒，你信主已经很多年了，你也是一个有君尊的祭司。
If you have a great knowledge of the Bible, you're a priest.
如果你圣经懂得很多，你是祭司。
If you're growing and don't have a very good knowledge of the Bible, you're still a priest.
如果你还在成长，你对圣经懂得不多呢，那你依然是个祭司。
If you're in a foreign country, and you're in a country with many Christians, you're still a priest. Every believer, every Christian is a priest.
那如果你是在一个国家里面有很多基督徒的呢， 你也是祭司，因为每个基督徒都是祭司。
Now this is a tremendous privilege that we have as believers.
那这是我们作为信徒啊，一个极大的荣幸啊，极大的特权。
In the Old Testament, there are very few priests. 1/12 were priests.
那在旧约呢，是祭司是很少人的，最多就1/12了。
But you have the access, you have the ability, you have the right to go into the holy and holies, go into the very presence of God, and to bring sacrifices and to worship Him. What a great privilege we have as Christians.
但是我们却有这样的一个权柄啊，我们有这个权利啊，能够进到这个至圣所，就直接进到神的面前呢，去献上这个灵祭，这是何等大的这个荣幸和特权。
But you know, there are some Christians that never take up this responsibility and take up this great privilege.
但是你要知道，有的基督徒啊，他从来都没有使用过这个特权，也从来没有担负起这个责任来。
You know, some Christians gather week by week with the opportunity to pray or to bring praise and worship to God, and they never do.
那有些基督徒呢，他每个星期来参加聚会，其实他都有这个机会啊，能够去赞美神，去祷告，去敬拜神的，但是他们从来没有这样做过。
I have met Christians that week by week, year by year, they sit in their chair and they don't open their mouths or they don't exercise this great privilege of worshiping God and bringing spiritual sacrifices to him. It's a great privilege that we have. And I would urge each one of you that is listening to my voice, if you're in North America or if you're in China, exercise that great privilege of being a worshiper, a believer priest.
那我曾经认识过这样的基督徒啊，他们每个星期都坐在教会的聚会的地方，一年一年就这样过去，但是他从来没有站起来行使过他的这个祭司的这个权柄啊，没有站起来说过一句话，没有敬拜过一次，所以真的是很可惜啊，这是我们极大的一个权柄，我们要去操练去使用这个权柄，所以我在这里呢也强烈的这个不能说敦促，就是建议所有听今天听到我讲的这个课的这个弟兄姐妹们，无论是在温哥华的还是中国的，我们都要去操练这个敬拜的这个权柄呢，是吧？把这个灵祭献到神的面前去。
Don't let fear or lack of preparation or lack of spiritual growth or fear of not saying certain words properly, don't let that hold you back from being a believer priest.
所以不要让惧怕好像觉得我的属灵的知识还不够全备，我可能不一定能够说出合适的祷告词，说出合适的话语，不要让这样的这个顾虑啊，就是拦阻我们去行使这个我们祭司的这个权柄。
Now another characteristic, number two, another characteristic of the Old Testament priesthood,as we compare it to the New Testament priesthood.
好，我们再来看第二个旧约祭司的特点啊，和这个新约的对比。
The second one is special dress, special vestments, special kind of clothing that they would wear.
那就是呢，旧约的祭司呢，他们有特殊的装衣着，就是这个特别的这个服装。
You could tell an Old Testament priest in Israel,by the way they dress, you could see them walking through the town, you could see them in the village or in the marketplace because of how they dressed.
那在旧约呢，你们可以通过一个人的这个穿着，他的装束呢，你能够认出他是祭司。那当你在市场上，在路上，在哪，不管在哪里，你看到一个人他穿着这个祭司的衣服，你就能认出他是祭司。
The high priest had spectacular dress.
那特别是大祭司啊，他穿的就更加的华丽了。
He had a breastplate of very ornate, very special gemstones, which represented every tribe of Israel.
那他胸前戴的这个胸牌呢，上面是镶了12块宝石的，每块宝石是分别代表一个支派的。
He had a special mitre that he put on his head.
然后他头上呢也戴着一个大祭司的这个冠冕。
He had a special cloak and a special tunic.
然后他有独特的外袍，还有这个特别的这个内衣，就是礼衣。
The Old Testament priest and the Old Testament high priest had very special ornate dress.
所以这个旧约的祭司啊，他们的这个穿着是有独特的这个规定的独特的穿着。
But you know, when you come to the New Testament, there's no mention of dress at all for New Testament priests.
那在新约呢，就完全都没有提到新约的祭司有什么穿着上的要求。
It doesn't mention in any books of the Gospels or any books of the Book of Acts or the letters of Paul anything, any hint of any kind of special dress for believer priests.
那在不论是在新约的福音书啊，还是使徒行传，还是保罗的书信，任何一个地方都没有留下任何一点暗示或者是线索说新约的祭司有特别的衣着的要求。
Whether you be in Africa or another country of the world or Asia or in South America or North America, believers who are believer priests wear the normal dress of everyone else in that land, in that country.
那无论是在非洲、亚洲、南美、北美，无论是世界上任何一个地方，那基督徒祭司呢，他们的穿着就跟当地其他的人的衣服是一样的。
Now, sadly, some religious groups and some Christian groups are confused about this.
但是很令人伤心的是啊，有些这个基督徒的这个团体啊，他们是在这个衣着上呢，是有一些错误的，有一些困惑的。
You see, some religious groups where the religious leaders, they will have special dress.
嗯，那有些这个宗教的机构啊，有些宗教的机构里的宗教的领袖啊，他们是穿了特别的衣服的，特别的服装。
And the more advanced spiritual leader will have more ornate and very special dress.
嗯，然后这个他这个级别啊，这个宗教的这个领袖的级别越高呢，他的这个衣服呢越是特别。
And sometimes it develops a certain amount of pride because of the kind of dress that believer priests have.
但是因为他们有这种特别的这个衣着啊，反倒是会容易让他们产生骄傲。
But it's striking in the New Testament, the simplicity in the New Testament church and the simplicity of believer priests.
嗯，但是新约给我们的一个非常深的印象呢，就是基督徒的这个简约啊，这个和这个祭司的新约祭司的这个简约，他们是极其简化的。
No special vestments, no special dress, no particular garments. We are all believer priests.
嗯，没有什么特别的装备，没有什么特别的服装，外表跟别人都是一样的。我们都是这个祭司，基督的祭司。
If I ask you, what kind of dress did Peter wear? What kind of dress did Paul wear? What kind of dress did believers wear?
我们可能会想呢，彼得穿的是什么衣服呢？保罗穿的什么衣服呢？那个时候的信徒他们穿的什么衣服呢？
You know, we have no idea because there's no hint at all of what kind of dress they wore. They were all equal before the Lord. They were all believer priests.
嗯，那我们完全对此一点线索都没有，因为我们完全不知道，因为新约没有给我们任何一点线索，所以他们都是平等的，他们在神的面前都是平等的祭司。
Another point.The Old Testament priesthood was filled with ritual and ceremony.
啊，还有这个新约的祭司呢，他们的充满了这个仪式哈和各种的这个庆典。
In the Old Testament and the New Testament, Israel was filled with feast days and special holidays and special religious days. And the entire calendar was filled with these special days of feast and ceremony and ritual.
嗯，那我们看旧约的这个犹太人的这个年历，一年的日历里面就发现充满了各种这个特殊的节气，节期这个庆典，这个宗教的这个日子，各种这个特别的一些这种仪式。
When we look at Leviticus chapters 1 through chapter 7, we see tremendous amount of ritual.
嗯，我们看这个利未记的一章到七章啊，这里面讲的全部都是这个宗教的这个仪式的要求。
We see the kind of dress that a priest would wear.
我们看到了这里面祭司穿的衣服。
We see the exact instructions of how an animal should be sacrificed.
嗯，然后有关于这个动物该如何献祭的具体的要求。
How the altar should be.Ordered and how fire should be placed upon the altar.
嗯，还有这个祭坛呢，应该怎么安排？这个火呢，应该是怎么在祭坛上怎么点
？The Old Testament is filled with ritual and ceremony and special feast days, but when you come to the New Testament, we don't see any of that.
嗯，所以旧约呢，我们看到充满了各种仪式节期各种礼仪，但是在新约呢，这些都不见了。
When you go to the New Testament and look at the church, you don't find any reference at all to ritual in the New Testament.
嗯，所以你在新约里面，你看凡是提到教会的，你看不到任何关于这个特殊的这种仪式的这个要求。
There's liberty and there's freedom in the New Testament.
嗯，那新约里是充满了自由的。
But in the Old Testament, they were bound by ritual, very elaborate, very detailed ritual.
但是旧约的人呢，他们是被这个非常细节的、非常具体的这些仪式和礼仪的这个规定所束缚的。
When we meet together, there's no instructions about how to have the offering. Should you start the offering from the front of the church and go to the back? Should you start in the back of the church and go to the front? We don't have any instructions about any of these details.
那比如说你来到教会奉献的时候，从来没有说过你这个奉献但是从前传到后，还是从或者从后传到前，关于这些细节呢从来都没有提过。
In the New Testament, the New Testament church is filled with freedom and liberty and the leading of the Spirit of God.
所以新约的教会呢，它是完全自由的，它有一切的这个自由度，是完全由圣灵在带领的。
It's so different than the Old Testament. But what a joy we have in the New Testament. The freedom to worship, the freedom to sing, the freedom to spontaneously bring worship and praise and glory an exaltation to the Lord Jesus Christ in our worship times.
所以这个多好啊，我们在新约里面有这样的充分的自由啊，当我们敬拜的时候，当我们歌唱的时候，当我们祷告的时候，全都是在圣灵的带领下的，就是完全是在圣灵带下自由的去向神献这样的灵祭，去敬拜他，赞美他，服侍他的。
Let's look at another aspect, number four.
我们看第四个方面的对比。
The age of priests, when they would serve as a priest, was between 30 years old and 50 years old.
我们看这个祭司他服侍的这个年龄啊，是从30岁到50岁。
We're told in Numbers chapter 4 that Old Testament priests could only serve for 20 years of their life.
我们在民数记的四章可以看到这个祭司啊，他们服侍神的年限就只有20年。
Now granted, being a priest in the Old Testament period was a very, was very strenuous and it took great physical strength.
因为在旧约里面作为祭司啊，他服侍的时候是需要很强的体力的，很充沛的体力去服侍的。
Physically to take a lamb and sacrifice it.
那比如说他需要体力真的去拿一头羊然后把它杀了献祭。
Physically to take an ox and sacrifice it.
还有他有的时候还要杀一头牛去献祭。
To separate the various parts of the body that were instructed by Moses in the sacrifice. Very, very physical job.
还有他献祭的时候呢，要把按照这个摩西说的这个牛和羊的这个祭物的不同部位把它区分开来，分解开来，这都是很需要体力的工作。
It would be a very difficult job for someone to do when they're much older in their life.
那如果一个人年纪大了的话，在做这些工作呢就比较困难了。
But there's a lesson for us in this.
但是呢，这中间呢会有让我们能学到一个教训。
Being a believer priest.Is a job that takes great labor, spiritual labor, spiritual effort, spiritual exercise.
我们作为新约基督徒的祭司呢，其实我们也是需要灵里的体力的，我们也需要灵里的操练，灵里的努力的。
It's not physical exercise as a believer priest in the New Testament. We need to spend time in communion with God and the worship of God and in His Word and bring out the fruit.The fruit and the overflow of our spiritual life and worship to the Lord.
所以作为新约的这个信徒啊，的祭司啊，我们不是体力上的这个操练，身体上的，而是在灵里的这个操练。我们需要跟神交通，我们需要读他的话，我们需要跟神祷告敬拜他，然后从神那里得到力量。
You might see someone, in your local church, your local gathering.And you see them stand before the Lord in worship, and you say, oh, well, that must be a very easy thing to do.
It must
take very much preparation to do.
你可能在你的地方教会里看到一个人站起来敬拜神的话，你会说，哎，这事情很容易啊，不需要怎么准备，不需要费多大劲就可以做的。
One time a young believer went to an older believer and said, I'd give my life to be able to speak.From the word of God, like you do.
曾经呢，有一个年轻的基督徒呢，到一个年老的基督徒那里说啊，他说：“我愿意用我的一生啊，来换呢，像你这样来讲道。”
That older believer said to that young man, "Well, that's just what it took me—a life of study and preparation and giving unto the Lord."
然后这个老基督徒对这个年轻人说：“他说这就是我所做的呀，我用我的一生啊，来学习，来预备。”来这个敬拜 来以至于让我现在能够准备好就是预备好现在能这样服侍神。我就是用一生在努力的换来的。
So remember, to be a believer priest, it takes spiritual focus, exercise, communion, and a walk before the Lord.
所以我们作为新约的信徒祭司啊，我们是需要花时间花努力在神的面前跟他交通学习跟他有相交是需要付出这样的努力的。
But look at the restriction we have here. 20 years of service between age 30 to age 50 years old.
但是我们看这个旧约啊，的确还是有这个年限的限制啊，就是只有20年，就是从30岁到50岁。
We don't have any of that kind of restriction as a New Testament priest.
但是作为新约的祭司呢，我们就没有这样的年龄的限制了。
Young person, you don't have to wait till you're 30 years old to bring spiritual worship to the Lord.
那一个年轻的基督徒，你也不用等到30岁才把这个灵祭献到神的面前。
You can bring spiritual worship to the Lord at age 15 years older, as soon as you're a young believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那即使你只有15岁，只要你是一个信徒呢，你也可以把这个属灵的敬拜来献给神。
And then the older believer, the believer of 60 years old and 70 years old and 80 years old and 90 years old, the mature believer can bring worship.
那同样年老的基督徒，无论你是60、70、80甚至90，你都依然可以敬拜神。
The most beautiful worship, I believe, comes from the most mature believer, the believer of many, many years of knowing the Lord.
那我个人认为呢，最美的敬拜呢，都是出自那些跟随主很多年、与主同行很多年的成熟的基督徒的。
When you get a little bit older and you think of a person 50 years old, you say to yourself, that's still a young man.
然后你如果你是个年老人，你看到一个人50岁，你会说哦，他还是很年轻的。
A mature believer of 60 and 70 and 80 can bring rich worship and praise and exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ in a very, very beautiful way. No restriction of age in the New Testament church.
然后在60岁、70岁以及更年长的这个基督徒啊，他们因为他们的属灵的成熟啊，他们可以用更美丽、更优美的方式来赞美神、敬拜神、向神献上灵祭。所以在新约的祭司的这个年龄上是没有任何的限制的。
There's a difference, and that is the difference of physical defects in the Old Testament priesthood.
那还有一个特点，就是在旧约呢，他对这个祭司啊，他这个身体上有残缺呢，是有限制的，是有要求的。
If a man had a physical defect of in his feet or in his arm or in his hand, he couldn't be a priest.
那如果一个人呢，他在这个腿上、在脚上或者手臂上、手上有残缺的话、残疾的话，他是不能成为祭司的。
In the Old Testament, if someone was blind, he couldn't be a priest.
在旧约里面，如果一个人是眼瞎的，他也不能成为祭司。
In the Old Testament, if someone was deaf, he couldn't be a priest.
如果他是个耳聋的也不行。
If someone had a skin rash, he couldn't be a priest.
有些人有皮肤病，身上有疹子也不行的。
But in the New Testament, there's no disqualification for physical defects.
在新约里面呢，不会因为任何你身体上的缺陷呢，使你不具备祭司的资格。
What a beautiful thing that there's no disqualifications.In the New Testament, neither age nor physical defects to be a New Testament believer priest.
所以这是多么好的一件事啊！在新约不会因为任何年龄上的问题，或者你身体上的残缺，或者是残疾疾病，而使你失去了做祭司的资格。
Many of the most wonderful believer priests that this world has ever known have been blind, have been deaf. Have physical defects.
我们这个教会历史上一个非常著名的祭司啊，就是一个非常著名的信徒呢，他的眼睛就是瞎的。
We have in our our church here in Land O'Lakes, Florida, where I live in Tampa, Florida, we have a man who is deaf.
那在我所在的这个地方教会，在佛罗里达这个地方教会呢，我们有一个弟兄呢，他就是耳聋的。
He's been deaf for many, many years. He comes each week to the Lord's Supper.
他已经聋了很多年了，但他每星期呢都来参加主的圣餐的聚会。
Sometimes he writes out on a piece of paper and passes it to someone to read, and he worships the Lord in that way.
有的时候呢，他会把他要说的话呢写在一张纸上，然后交给一个弟兄呢帮他念出来。他是用这样的方式来敬拜主。
There was a man at one time who was the president of Emmaus Bible College. His name was Dan Smith.
曾经有一个弟兄叫 Dan Smith， 他是一个圣经学校的校长。
Dan gives the testimony of his father. His father was blind from birth.
那他给他的父亲要做，替他的父亲做了一个见证。他的父亲是生来瞎眼的。
His father was an elder and a minister of the gospel and a leader and a shepherd in the local church. And no restrictions, no limitation. Some of the greatest servants of God have had some of these kinds of defects.
那他的父亲呢，虽然生来瞎眼，但他也不妨碍他最终成为一个属灵的领袖啊。他是当地方教会的长老，是一个很好的基督徒的领袖，所以不会有任何身体上的残缺呢，影响一个人呢服侍主、敬拜主、做主的祭司，在新约的时候。
Isn't it a beautiful truth to see that there are no disqualifications in the New Testament church? Not age, not physical defect, not ability to strength. God has included all believers who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior to be believer priests.
所以这真的是非常美好的一件事情啊！在新约里面不会没有任何人会因为年龄，会因为身体的缺陷，会因为力量不足、能力不足而影响或者是取消了他的这个祭司的资格。每一个信靠耶稣基督做他救主的人呢，都是神的祭司。
I want to mention two more of these differences between the Old Testament priesthood and the New Testament priesthood. Number six, the next one I want to mention is that in the Old Testament, women were disqualified from the priesthood.
那我再讲两个，就是新约和旧约祭司的这个不同点啊。第六点就是在旧约里面呢，女性是不能做祭司的。
In the New Testament, women are believer priests.
在新约里面呢，女性是女性信徒也都是祭司。
When the Apostle Peter writes to his letter of 1 Peter, when he says that you are a spiritual house built upon and that you are a holy priesthood, he's speaking of men and women.
所以在刚才我们读的这个彼得前书二章，彼得说你们都是活石建造主的灵神的主的灵宫啊，都是圣洁的祭司。这些经文的时候呢，他是对着所有的信徒，不论是男是女都是这样说的。
But sometimes people ask, if they're priests, why can't they speak in the local church?
那有的人可能就会问了，那既然他们都是祭司，为什么女人不能在地方教会讲道呢？
And sometimes those from the outside look at the church and say, look how hard-hearted they are. Women are not allowed to speak verbally in the church, the meetings of the church.
然后有一些不信的人呢，就是教会外面不信的人呢，看我们教会的做法呢，他们会说，哎呀，这个教会的人是多么苛刻啊，他们不允许女性这个在教会聚会的时候站起来说话。
We'll look in a little bit at some of the sacrifices, that a believer priest would give. And women can be involved in many of the sacrifices that believer priests give, are offered up to the Lord.
但其实呢，女性可以和男性一样在神的面前献很多的这个属灵的这个祭，他们都可以参与在其中的。
The Bible says one of the offerings a believer priest gives is the offering of their body given to the Lord.
那新约里面讲，其中一个新约的信徒可以献的祭呢，就是他们的身体，就是把身体作为活祭献给主。
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable worship. Acceptable to the Lord.
就是 应该是就把你们的身体献为活祭啊，你们这样敬拜是理所当然的这句经文。
We're told the giving of our material goods is a spiritual sacrifice.
嗯，然后新约还教导我们呢，要把我们这个物质上的这个财物啊，献作为祭物献上。
It says the sacrifice of doing good works is a spiritual sacrifice.
还有就是善行也是一种献祭，也是一种祭物。
That we offer to the Lord.
嗯，也是献给主的祭物。
God has determined who has what roles within the local church.
神来决定在教会里面，在地方教会里面这个个人的这个角色身份是什么。
We must remember God has a larger purpose and a larger design in what the, in the pattern he's laid down for the New Testament church.
我们一定要记得神在给新约的这个教会操作的模式确定这个模式的时候呢，它有更大的旨意，它有更大的计划。
And I want to mention something interesting in the Old Testament priesthood.
嗯，还有我再提一点这个关于旧约的祭司一个有趣的事情。
In the Old Testament, there were those from that came from the background or came from the family of Aaron, who labored and offered sacrifices. In the temple and in the tabernacle.
那在旧约里面，这个亚伦的从亚伦的后代里面出生的人呢，他们是在圣殿里面这个做献祭的工作的。
We find those that come from the line of Eleazar and Ithamar. They offer sacrifices of the animals and on the altar for the Lord.
像从这个以利亚撒和以撒就是他的那个弟弟啊，以撒玛吗什么，我忘了这个名字，他们的后代呢，就是来杀生祭生来献祭的，在做这个工作的。
But there were others that came from that family who did not offer sacrifices. God had a different role for them.
那还有一些人呢，他们也是从这个家族出来的，但是他们不是做这个杀祭生献祭这个工作的，他是神给他们安排了别的工作。
Those from the line of Eleazar offered the sacrifices, but those from the line of Kohath did not offer sacrifices.
那比如说从以利亚谢的这个后代呢，他们是献祭的祭司，但是可拉的后代呢，他就是不是做献祭工作的。
There are those we call the Kohathites. Kohathites. They carried, they took care of the vessels that were used in the sacrifice of the animals and the worship.
那他们是做什么的呢？他们是负责管理这个献祭的这些器具的，这些盆啊，这个勺啊，锅啊，这些东西的。
They, as they traveled through the wilderness, they carried the Ark of the Covenant. They carry the candlestick and the table of showbread.
那还他们呢，在这个旷野的时候，帐幕移动的时候呢，他们是负责搬这些帐幕里的器具的。比如说这个陈设饼桌子啊，金灯台啊，香炉啊等等这些。
Now there was a very difficult job. The ark was covered with gold, and it was a very heavy and difficult task to transport the ark and all the vessels associated with it.
那其实这是很艰苦的一个工作，因为这个约柜啊是用金包着的，所以它是非常的沉的，所以把这些器具呢都从一个地方搬到一个地方另外一个地方呢，都是需要很多的很大的工作量，很艰苦的工作。
There was another group of people who came from the tribe of Levites, the Gershonites. The Gershonites carried the curtains and the hangings and the ropes and the tassels associated with the tabernacle.
那么从这个利未支派呢，还有一个就是这个格顺的这个家族呢，他们的人呢是负责搬这个帐幕的这个就是那个帐子那些柱子啊，帐幔呐，还有那个底座呀，就这些东西的。
Now they had a much easier job. It's much easier to carry curtains and ropes than it is to carry the Ark of the Covenant and the table of showbread and the candlestick. But each had their role within the work of worship and the work of sacrifice.
嗯，那他们搬这些这个幔子啊，搬这些这个顶棚啊，还有这些这个支柱、这个架子啊，这个可能是比这个搬约柜和这个金灯台这些东西呢稍微容易一点。但是不管怎么样，他们每个人呢都是神分配他们做不同的工作的。
There was one other group that stemmed from Levi, and they carry the pentags, the tent pegs.And they carried the crossbars, and they carried the posts, and they carried other articles, as they transported the Ark of the Covenant across the desert, and they worshiped the Lord. Each had their individual role. No one complained and said, well, that job is too easy, and I wish I had that role. They all had their role, their God-ordained role given to them in worship. And so it is in the New Testament church.
嗯，刚才讲的那些人呢，他是搬那个软的东西，就是就是支出来的那些帐幕啊、幔子啊、这个顶棚上的什么什么皮啊什么的。那还有一些人呢，他是搬那些就是搭这个帐幕用的那些支架呀、门栓呐、底座啊这些硬的重的东西的。所以，但他们没有哪个人说。觉得自己的工作重了，别人的工作轻了，去这样比较，去抱怨的，因为这都是神分派给不同的人的不同的工作。所以我们在新约也是一样的，但是不同的人呢，在教会里有不同的角色，不同的功用。
So it is in the New Testament church. There are different roles, different spheres of service. Some are elders, some are leaders, some are preachers. Some worship silently.And so God has ordained that way of worshiping Him in the New Testament church.
嗯，所以在新约的教会也是一样的，神也是在教会里面安放了不同的这个共用的角色，有做长老的，有做讲道的，有做教师的。那同也有些人呢，他们是默默的，就是做无声的敬拜的、祷告的。每个人呢都是有自己不同的职位的职责的，这都是神所安排的。
I want to say one last thing about women's worship within the New Testament church.
嗯，那关于这个在新约的教会里面，这个女性的这个姐妹的敬拜呢，我再多讲一点。
Men lead in worship, and women worship the Lord silently in silent prayers.
嗯，那弟兄呢是在教会里面带领敬拜的，那姐妹呢是在神的会中呢是无声的敬拜的，是用无声的方式来敬拜的。
You know, God hears silent prayers and audible prayers equally well.
嗯，那我们要知道神呢对于有声和无声的祷告，他都是听的，是平等对待的。
I personally think.That God appreciates the prayers of the sisters possibly even more so than the prayers and the worship of the men.
嗯，那我个人认为啊，神可能更欣赏这个姐妹们无声的祷告敬拜，多过就是弟兄们这个有声的祷告和敬拜。
I think God appreciates very much and considers it very precious the prayers of the sisters because they are worshiping the Lord.Not to be heard, but because of their love for God alone.
嗯，那我觉得神为什么更欣赏姐妹们无声的祷告和敬拜呢？因为他们这个祷告敬拜完全是出于他们的心是向着神的，他们不是说出来要给别人听的，所以他们这个更真诚。
They're not praying to be heard by others.
他们祷告无声的祷告不是为了让别人听见的。
They're not praying and worshiping to show others their knowledge of scripture.
嗯，那他不是在用这种祷告的方式，想要显明自己对于圣经懂得多少。
They're silent worship. They're not praying, so someone will tell them how much they appreciate that particular prayer or something they said during the worship meeting. They simply pour their heart out in worship to God.
那姐妹们这无声的祷告，他们不是为了要获取别人的赞扬的啊，别人说哦你这个祷告真的是太好了，正好是说出我的心声等等，他们不是为了这种得到人的回应的，他们是完全在神的面前倾心吐意说给神听的。
The sisters are not being cheated in some way when God wants them or has instructed for them to worship silently before him in the local church.
所以神是要求女性在教会里面是用无声的这样的方式来敬拜和祷告他的，我们不能对此有任何的轻看。
Want to mention, let's move on to the last contrast between the Old Testament and the New Testament worship.
好，我们来现在讲这个第八点呢，也是最后一点，就是关于旧约和新约这个祭祀的对比。
In the Old Testament, the place of worship was in one location. It was where the Ark of the Covenant was, is where the Tabernacle was.
那在旧约呢，这个敬拜的地点呢，只有一个，就是指定的一个地方，就是帐幕在哪里，这个约柜在哪里，那个地方就是敬拜的地方。
So those who were priests would have to go to one location, one physical location upon the earth where they could worship and offer sacrifices to God.
所以旧约的祭司呢，他只能去到这一个具体的物理上的这个地点去敬拜神，去向神献祭。
If you lived 100 miles away, you'd have to make that journey to that one location to offer sacrifices to the Lord.
那如果你住在100公里以外呢，你也得从那个地方走过来，走到这个具体的这个地点来去敬拜神，去向他献祭。
And later on when the temple was built, the same thing there. They must travel to that physical one location to offer sacrifices to the Lord.
那后来不是帐幕了，是到迦南地以后建了圣殿，也是一样的。他们要从全国各地走到这个圣殿所在的这个地方，这个具体的唯一的这个指定的物理的地点来。
In that one location is where the presence of the Lord was.
因为就在这个具体的这个地点神与他们同在。
And that priest could go once a year into the high priest could go in once a year into the Holy of Holies where the presence of the Lord was.
只有大祭司一年一次可以进到至圣所里，就是进到神的面前。
But now in the New Testament, it's so different.
但是在新约是完全不同了。
The New Testament tells us in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst.
在约翰福音的18章20节里面，主耶稣说，你们两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。
There we come to bring our spiritual sacrifices of worship and praise unto the Lord wherever the local church is gathered, whether there are two or three believers are gathered together.
所以只要我们是来聚在一起向神献上我们的灵祭的，献上我们的敬拜和赞美的，不管在哪里，只要你聚在一起地方教会无论在哪里，那都可以的。
There's a wonderful promise we have in that verse where two or three are gathered together. There the Lord Jesus says, I am in their midst.
所以这是极大的一个应许啊，主耶稣基督自己说的，他说你们两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在你们中间。
It's an amazing thing. Back in the Old Testament, the Lord dwelt in one location on the earth.
所以真的是非常奇妙，在旧约的时候，神只住在一个具体的物理的地点上。
Now if only two or three believers are gathered in one location, he's there.
那在新约的时候呢，只要两三个人聚集，奉他的名聚集在一起，无论是在哪一个地点，他都在那里。
When you gather, whether it be in China or in Florida or in Vancouver, and there's a small gathering of believers, the Lord is there presently. He's in our midst.
所以不管你在中国，还在温哥华，还是在佛罗里达，只要有信徒聚集在一起， 无论在哪里，那主就在你们中间，就在你们的面前了，就在你们当中了。
In the Old Testament, the gathering center of Israel was geographically located. It was in one place on the earth.
所以在旧约呢，这个以色列人聚集的地方，或者说神所在的地方呢，就是一个地理上的就这么一点，就唯一的这一点。
Now in the New Testament, it's not geographically located, but it's Christ-centered. Not geographically centered, but Christ-centered.
但是在新约呢，这个地点呢，不是地理上的这个地点，而是呢，只要是以基督为中心聚集的这个聚会的这个地方呢，就是神所在的地方了，是以基督为中心为标准，而不是以地理上的那个具体的地点为标准。
It doesn't matter if we meet in a shepherd's hut or a small chapel or a larger building or a cathedral, the building isn't important. It's where the people are who love the Lord Jesus and come to worship him.
所以不管你是在一个牧羊人的小棚子里还是在这个一个房子里，还是甚至在一个有尖顶的这种大教堂里，都无所谓。建筑物本身不重要，重要的是来敬拜神的这个信徒，他们在哪里，神就在哪里。
What a beautiful truth! When we come together, by two or three believers, 10 or 15, 20, 30, 40 believers, the Lord Jesus is there. We bring our spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord. And I want to end our time off by looking at some of the spiritual sacrifices we bring to the Lord tonight.
所以这是多么美好的真理啊！只要有两三个人聚在一起主就在我们中间了。不管你是两三个人，还是二十个人、三十个人、四十个人，只要我们是奉主的名来向他献祭的，是向他来敬拜的，那神就在我们中间。最后呢，我们来看看关于这个属灵的献祭的一些点。
Let's take our Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书的十二章，就刚才说的那个，把身体作为活祭献祭。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to have our translator just read those two verses.
我给大家读罗马书的十二章一节和二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善纯全可喜悦的旨意。
It says in this verse, it says that we offer to the Lord as a spiritual sacrifice, as our bodies, as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is spiritual worship. The offer of ourselves to the Lord is spiritual worship.
所以我们看这里第一节说的，他说我们将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。所以这个我们的身体就是一个灵里的祭物，是一个祭物，是一个灵祭了。
Now, in the very end of verse 1, it says, which is spiritual worship.
这个中文的这个顺序跟英文不一样啊。英文的最后的那个一节的最后点呢，就是它是灵里的祭。
Some translations translate as reasonable service.
那有的人翻译成就是理所应当的服侍。
But what's very interesting about that word service, the Greek word underlining that word for service is priestly service.
那这里面就用的这个理所应当的这个服侍这个 service 这个词呢，它是指在原文里希腊语里面原文指就是祭司的服侍。
As believer priests, we offer our bodies as a sacrifice, a priestly sacrifice unto the Lord as believer priests.
所以我们在新约基督徒，我们作为新约的祭司，是把我们的身体献上，作为一个祭司的侍奉的。
Men offer their bodies as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Women offer their sacrifice, their bodies as a living sacrifice. Young believers and older believers offer their bodies unto the Lord as a spiritual sacrifice.
对，不管是男人还是女人，年老的还是年少的，我们都把自己的身体作为活祭献上，作为属灵的祭物献上。
Now there's something else I want to point out in this verse, the first part of the verse. It says in the first part of the verse, he says, I urge you brothers by the mercy of God to present yourself or to offer yourself or offer your bodies. The word offer.
嗯，我们来看看这句经文的前半段的一个词啊，他说你要将身体献上，我们来看献上这个词。
I want to mention a little grammatical truth, about that word offer or present.
嗯，我们来看看从语法上，看看这个献上啊或者呈上这个词。
The Greek language has a special past tense, which means a once for all sacrifice, once for all action.
在这个希腊语里面呢，它这个过去时态有一个特殊的过去时态，就是一次性的，就是一个动作做完了就结束的，全部做完的。所以这里面的这个献上的是一次性的全部献上。
So what the writer, what the apostle Paul is saying, we as believers need to come to a place in our lives. The Lord begins to work in our lives. We come to a place where we give our lives to the Lord once for all as a commitment and sacrifice to him.
那使徒保罗呢在这里用这样的一个时态啊，用这样的一个词呢，他是想要表达一个意思，就是我们基督徒啊，在我们的基督徒的人生中啊，神会在一直在我们生命里做工，直到有一个点，到那个点的时候呢，我们愿意把我们的所有都献给主，都交给他啊，奉献给他，是这个意思。
I remember my own Christian life. I remember being a Christian for a number of years, going on kind of casually in my Christian life.
那我回顾一下我自己的基督徒的生活生命啊，我曾经有一段时间刚信主的一段时间呢，我一直都是很随意的去过我这个基督徒的生活的。
Then I began to get more serious about the things of God and commit myself more to the Lord.
那后来到了一点呢，我就开始对这个神的事情开始认真起来了，我也把我自己就献给神了。
I began to read scripture and I began to the Lord began to speak to me in my life. And then I came to a place where I began to give myself in a greater way. I committed myself in a greater way to the Lord.
因为那个时候我就开始读经了，然后神就借着这个他的话在圣经的话对我说话了，然后直到有一点，我到了那个点呢，我就把我自己都献给他了，交给他。
And so this is a serious thing. To offer yourselves as a spiritual sacrifice is not something we do lightly, it's something we do seriously before the Lord.
所以这是一件严肃的事情，就是把我们自己的身体作为活祭献上这件事情，不是能够轻忽的一件事，是在神面前做的一件非常严肃的事情。
Let's turn to another sacrifice, and that's over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13.
我们看另外一种灵祭啊，我们看希伯来书的十三章。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse 15.
十五节。
It says in that verse 15, and you can read that for me, please.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
He says, through Jesus, let us continually offer to God the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips. This is a very important verse. Notice what it says in this verse. He says, the fruit of our lips. The overflow of our heart.
所以这是很重要的一句经文啊，特别注意看，他说这个是我们嘴唇的果子，所以它是从我们心里涌出来的一个东西，一个果子。
I have that word our circled in my Bible. He doesn't want written prayers recited from someone else. He doesn't want repetition from someone else. He wants heartfelt prayers from the believer.
嗯，所以我把这句话我都在圣经里面圈出来。他这句话告诉我们呢，我们的祷告不是要去背诵别人写的一个现成的东西，或者是效法别人的模仿别人的这个祷告，而是完全是我们发自内心的出来的，从自己心里涌流出来的东西。
He wants our words, he wants our prayers, he wants our thanksgiving, he wants our praise.He wants the overflow of our heart as we have communion and have a deeper walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
嗯，所以神要的是我们用自己的话表达我们自己的感谢、自己的赞美、自己的敬拜。所以他要跟我们之间有个人的这个交通，是让我们与他能够个人的同行。
If we don't spend time with the Lord during the week, when we come to worship Him,On Sunday, our worship will be barren, our worship will be dry, our worship will not be fresh. The Lord wants the overflow of our hearts. He wants our communion. He wants our praise of our lips to the Lord.
嗯，所以当你这一周当中啊，你跟神没有交通，你跟神关系不近的话呢，等到主日敬拜的时候呢，你的敬拜呢就会很干枯，就是很乏味，很。没有力量属于主要的是我们从心底里涌出来的属于我们的个人的跟他之间的交通是我们从心底里发出来的这种敬拜是我们最纯的果子。
Notice in verse 16 of the same chapter, he says, don't forget to do good works and not, also do not forget to share materially with others.
嗯，我们再接着看这个十六节啊，他说只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
These are also spiritual sacrifices to share financially, to share materially with someone else.
所以这也是一种属灵的这个祭物啊，就是把我们这个物质上的、钱财上的东西跟别人分享，就是献给神的灵祭了。
And also to do good deeds.
嗯，还有就是行善，也是这样的祭。
I want to look at one other passage just for a few minutes. We've got a few minutes left, and that's 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14.
哦，我们剩下几分钟，我们看一下《哥林多前书》的14章。
1 Corinthians 14.Is the actual practice within the local church of the worship as believer priests.
嗯，这个十四章给我们讲的就是在地方教会如何实践中来，就是做这个敬拜，作为我们每个基督徒作为祭司来敬拜的这个工作。
Now in chapter 14, the word church is used 9 times.
嗯，在十四章里面的这个教会这个词用了九次。
What is said in this chapter is about what goes on in the church.In the gathering together of believers.
所以在这一章里面它的主要内容讲的就是基督徒们聚在一起作为教会聚在一起他们都应该做些什么。
He's speaking to believer priests that are gathered together.
嗯，所以他是对这个我们这些信徒祭司来讲的当我们聚在一起的时候该怎么做来讲的。
And notice what he says in verse 26.
我们看26节14章26节。
I'm going to ask translator to read verse 26.
弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
Notice what it says. It says, when you come together, each one of you has a song, a word of worship.A doctrine, something to offer to the Lord.
嗯，所以你看这里面他特别讲，就是当你们聚会的时候，每个人都有东西献上，有的是诗歌，有的是教训等等，就是每个人都有他这个灵里的祭物可以献上。
There was never in the Old Testament, if you were a priest, there was never a time where you didn't have a sacrifice. When you went in to offer, you always had something to offer.
嗯，所以在旧约的时候啊，你只要 作为祭司你来献祭的话，你一定是带了祭物来的，不可能就是你作为祭司来献祭，你手里什么都没有你就来了。
What verse 26 is talking about is participation. Worship participation in the local church.
所以这个26节讲的就是我们在地方教会每个人都要参与，都要参与到这个敬拜过程中。
Now, first part of verse 26, each one of you gives the idea of preparation before you come to the gathering together of the belief, of the believers in the local church.
嗯，然后他也讲到，就是你在聚会之前，你每个人都要预备，就是预备好你要带来的东西。
There's a certain amount of spiritual participation.
嗯
，I'm sorry, preparation. There's a certain amount of spiritual preparation before they come.
嗯，所以在他们来之前呢，每个人都要在灵里上，在属灵上要做一些预备的。
The Lord has worked in the hearts of these believers.To have prepared hearts and a certain amount of prepared worship.
嗯，所以是神在这些信徒的心里做工，让他们在预备在来之前呢预备好，也准备了一些这个灵里的祭物带来。
It says each one has something to bring before God.
嗯，所以在这里面说的，每个人在神的面前都带来了一些东西。
Believer priests are those who God has prepared their hearts.And God has prepared worship and something to bring and offer before the Lord.
所以是神在每个人的心里做工，预备好他们的心，也预备好他们的这个属灵的祭物，然后他们带来，有些人来讲出来。
Even though they're prepared to bring something the Lord has put on their hearts, it doesn't mean they were determined to bring that particular thing.
嗯。Sorry, David, what's the point?
They were prepared to bring something, but it didn't mean that they had to bring that particular thing.
Okay. 他的意思是说呢，就是你可能已经预备，神也在你的心里预备好这个祭物了，但是不一定呢，你一定要把这个祭物，讲出来，就是在现场分享出来。
They were allowing the Spirit of God to lead them.And they would bring what they prepared, or the Lord would lead them in something else that he has spoken to them about.
就是他是完全要在聚会的当场呢，是完全要在圣灵的带领下的。很可能呢，圣灵是让你把准备好的东西讲出来，也可能圣灵呢不是用你这个准备好的东西，而是当时给了你别的东西，让你把它分享出来。
But one of the key things about a believer priest, he participates in worship.He brings something to the Lord.
但是这无论怎样呢，这个关键的点都是作为一个信徒祭司呢，你都是要预备好的，而且是要参与到每个人都要参与到这个属灵的敬拜里来的。
Well, may the Lord use us as believer priests. Thank you for your time. Whether you're in China or here in Vancouver or another part of North America, it's been a pleasure to be with you tonight, and I look forward to our time.Next Friday. Thank you very much.
愿主使用我们每一个信徒祭司啊，谢谢大家的时间啊，无论是在中国的还是在北美的，在温哥华的啊，谢谢大家今天能跟我在一起，我们期待下周继续来学习。
May I ask maybe Eric if he close our time off in prayer?
好，我们先请 Eric 长老给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Yes, let's close in prayer.
我们一起做结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you for the great high calling that you have given us, that we might be priests unto you, O our God.
亲爱的父神呢，我们感谢你，您是感谢您这个崇高的呼召啊，您呼召我们做那至高神的祭司。
We who once were lost, who were in sin,But Lord, you've raised us up and you've given us a very high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
主，我们曾经是失丧的，我们曾经都是在罪里的，但是你却给了我们如此高的呼召啊，让我们在基督耶稣里做神的祭司。
So Father, we would pray that each of us might take advantage of that great privilege that we have, and to bring spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们盼望每个人都能够使用我们这极大的这个特权呢，每个人都献上灵祭啊，在耶稣基督里面向神献上我们的灵里的祭物。
Now bless each dear saint. We ask your blessing upon each of us then tonight as we part. We give you thanks for your word in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
主啊，求您祝福我们每一个圣徒啊，当我们今天分别的时候啊，求您祝福我们每一个人啊，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen.